It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Today, Texas sent off another of its officers killed in the line of duty last week. The funeral for Dallas police officer Michael Kroll was the fourth of five. As part of KERA's series, Remembering the Fallen, KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on a Michigan native known as a big guy with a big heart.
Bombshell 413, police officer Michael Kroll, badge 9217, is out of service. End of watch, July 7, 2016. Godspeed, Michael.
This final ceremonial radio call rang out at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano as hundreds of law enforcement officers from around the country looked on. Officer Michael Kroll spent nearly 10 years on the Dallas Police Force. At a vigil earlier this week, Officer Andrew Gregorich said Kroll was loyal.
I always knew that if I needed someone to be there, he would come.
Gregorich recalled hanging out with his friend in Fort Worth's Sundance Square, eating, playing pool. Rayada was Kroll's favorite restaurant.
Every time I drive to Fort Worth, I will think of the 15-minute walk we made. I will not forget it. I will look over and I can still see us walking.
The 40-year-old Kroll was big but athletic. A basketball player in high school, he was playfully competitive at the gym. Kroll grew up between Michigan and Massachusetts. He returned to the Detroit area after high school to get a degree in criminal justice, and then he went to work as a corrections officer at Wayne County Jail. He moved to Dallas in 2007 to follow his dream of being a police officer.
Michael Kroll answered that call.
President Obama, at a memorial service in Dallas, reflected on Kroll's journey.
His mother said, he knew the dangers of the job, but he never shied away from his duty. He came 1,000 miles from his home state of Michigan to be a cop in Dallas.
That's just what he wanted to do. That was his lifelong dream.
Kroll's uncle Jim Elke there, talking to Detroit TV station WDIV. Elke said his nephew was driven to help people. Kroll's biggest frustration, he says, was not being able to make everything right. When he was off duty, Kroll helped family, friends, and neighbors any way he could.
Just committed to helping out the community, helping people out, fixing people's houses. He committed his extra time wherever he could. He just was all positive. He was just big guy, big heart.
In a note about Kroll in the funeral program, his family writes, "Our family will never be the same. Mike was our rock." Officer Michael Kroll is being returned to Michigan to be buried close to them. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Today, the impromptu memorial in front of Dallas Police Headquarters drew two visitors who understand the pain. Their husbands, New York City cops, were killed by a gunman 2 years ago. B.G. Austin says they brought a big donation to help the families of the officers killed in Dallas.
At the memorial in front of Dallas Police Headquarters, NYPD widows Peisha Chen and Maritza Ramos extended condolences to the families of the five officers killed by a gunman a week ago in an ambush in downtown Dallas.
My heart and my prayers with them all.
I know exactly what that feels like to lose someone that you love, and I pray for the families.
The two women also presented the Dallas Police Association with a check for $500,000 to be split evenly among the five families. The money comes from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It helped Chen and Ramos after their husbands were killed in December 2014. Last week, each woman donated $10,000 to the fund to go to the Dallas families, and donations from all over the U.S. followed. Frank Siller is CEO of the foundation, formed to honor his brother, a Brooklyn firefighter killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11.
We know what this great city is going through. We want to know, we want to let them know that they are not alone. We grieve for them, we pray for them, and we will be there for them in many ways.
Maritza Ramos understands the constant heartache, but says this outpouring of support can help.
They're still going to feel the pain. It's not going to take away the pain. But I think knowing that the world is coming together and showing love and support for them, it kind of takes away a little of the hurt, knowing that so many people do care.
The foundation's goal is to raise $5 million for the Dallas officers' families. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.
The Dallas Museum of Art just hired a new director. Agustin Arteaga will be the museum's first Latino director and one of the very few Latinos heading up a major arts organization in North Texas. I sat down with Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks to discuss what this new appointment might mean for the DMA and Dallas museumgoers. Jerome, Arteaga is the DMA's first Latino director. Is that significant?
It could be. First, the Dallas Museum of Art is supposed to be culturally diverse. That's its mission. It's not a museum of nothing but European old masters. It's got a terrific African collection, for instance. So hiring someone from outside the United States should fit right in. And second, Arteaga has serious qualifications. He's run three art museums in three different cities, Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Buenos Aires, and he's a proven fundraiser, which the DMA needs after the previous director, Maxwell Anderson, launched his various ambitious projects. But I put this whole question of diversity in hiring to Melissa Fetter, the chair of the DMA's Board of Trustees. And I should add, she's also a former chair of KERA.
We need to be clear that Augustine comes with a resume and a list of qualities that make him exceptional. The fact that he is of Mexican descent is an added bonus, but that is not the single reason that he was hired.
What can we expect from him?
He can make some real changes. Look at our own history. After the Dallas Symphony hired Eduardo Mata as its conductor in 1977, Mata, who was from Mexico, began programming more Spanish and Latino composers. The same thing happens with Miguel Harth Bedoya at the Fort Worth Symphony. What's more, new arts leaders bring their professional connections with them. Those kinds of hires can slowly change the nature of an arts institution. And one of the very first decisions facing Arteaga will be replacing the DMA's head curator, Olivier Millet, who's leaving next month. Tapping into these kinds of professional connections is precisely one reason Arteaga was hired. Again, Melissa Fetter.
Obviously, with Augustine's experience in Buenos Aires and in Puerto Rico, we think this brings an opportunity for us to collaborate with museums and hopefully bring some new exhibitions.
Okay, so we'll probably get to see more art from Mexico and Latin America.
And Europe. Arteaga was a curator in Paris, too. In fact, he's a chevalier. It's like he's been knighted by the French government for his work in the arts.
But is seeing more art from Mexico and Latin America such a big deal?
Well, it is for the DMA. And this is one of those reasons Arteaga's hire may prove significant. I asked him about the DMA's Latin American collection. Frankly, I was trying to see if he'd address the fact the museum has extremely little in the way of modern or contemporary Latin art.
So what did he say?
Well, he started by rightly praising the pre-Columbian art. That's the Aztec and Incan art. But obviously that's not what I was looking for. But after he made it clear that his aim is inclusiveness, the DMA is a museum for all the communities in the city, he said this.
Mexican art and Latin American art would be a key component of our programming.
And Melissa Fetter described hiring Arteaga as a kind of pivot for the DMA into a more international frame of mind. So, yeah, Arteaga may not try to buy a Leonardo da Vinci the way Maxwell Anderson did, but at the DMA he may prove to be, as they say, a significant agent of change.
Thanks, Jerome.
It's a pleasure, Justin.
And finally, a military statement read on Turkish state television this evening says the military has seized power in Turkey. Gunfire is being heard outside the military's headquarters while fighter jets have been buzzing the capital. Instead of NewsHour this evening, we'll be going to All Things Considered at 7 for the latest out of Turkey. Partly cloudy skies expected this evening. A slight chance for showers with a low around 79. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 98. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 79. It's currently 92 degrees in Dallas, 95 in Fort Worth, 93 in Tyler, and 95 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.